shooters of a bad one.
It's a different sauce you recognise.
What's that?
It's a different sauce.
Oh, different sauce. Oh.
In new shoots, it doesn't have the sauce.
Oh.
But we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Just to keep you on your toes. So, what we have halakhically discussed and concluded based on the ksos was that the owner rents out a house, the right to sublet don't belong now to the owner, it belongs to the renter. And if anyone uses that property, then he's using not the owner's rights, he's using the renter's rights. And therefore, any claim of money for use of those rights is only from the renter and not the owner. Therefore, we had our case that Reuven rented out his apartment to Shimon. Shimon went away for Pesach, and Reuven, the owner of the apartment, halakhically wasn't a right. He went and used that apartment and rented out to Levi during that Pesach period. Shimon came back a day earlier than Reuven expected. He came and he saw Levi leaving his apartment, so to speak, as he arrived. And therefore, we have a dintero now between Shimon, the renter, and Levi, who used the apartment thinking he was renting it from Reuven, the owner. And now we find out that he wasn't allowed to do that because the real owner is Shimon the renter, and now for Shimon's taking now Levi to basically say, you Levi have paid money to the wrong person, you paid someone who's not, so to speak, the owner of the property, and therefore you use that property during where I was away, which I was even paying for that rent, so now I want all that rent to come to me, which is Pesach fee, which is over and above even my normal monthly rent. That's where we're at. Now what's the halakha? So we saw, let's start with number one, that the Chora is the famous Shulchan Aruch. Does Shimon get the money from Levi when Levi used the properties? Levi's got Hana from it. Does he have to pay Shimon for that Hana which he received? So the Shulchan Aruch says that Afilu im Sochum Achashu Sobahu Shalom. Levi rented the apartment thinking it belongs to Reuven. But it's a shame and Shalom finds out, you know what, Levi found out it doesn't belong to Reuven, who pretended to be the owner. Ein Sof Litzen Lo Star. Well, of course, he doesn't need to pay for it. Levi does not need to pay for that use. Abba Bishanichnes Adas Litzen Lo Star. Even though he was willing and wanting to pay for the use, now that he found out that the real owner is not who he was, he doesn't have to pay. And even if he's already paid, Sorach Lasir, he gets his money back. So says the Shulchan Aruch, you rent an apartment from Reuven thinking it belongs to Reuven, ends up being that apartment is not Reuven's, it belongs to somebody else. Then the halach is, even if you give him money to Reuven, of course you get it back because it doesn't belong to Reuven. And not only that, you don't have to pay Levi. Levi doesn't have to pay Shimon. Yeah. So we got a Shulchan Aruch which says, befeirush, that this American couple who rented that apartment and it was taken away, so to speak, during Pesach period to somebody else, that Levi, who used it during Pesach, doesn't have to pay Reuven because he's the owner of the apartment, but he's not the owner of the rights of use. And the owner of the rights of use, which is in fact the American couple who rented it, he also doesn't have to pay them. So therefore, he gets a free rental for Pesach, he gets his money back, and he doesn't have to pay anybody. Why? Because of the concept. Yes, Zenene. Yes, Levi got Hana from it, but ain choser. Nobody lost from this Hana. Why did no one lose? The owner didn't lose because it's not his to lose. I didn't learn it from him. And the renter, who I did get benefit from, he also didn't lose. Why? Because it says in his contract with a rental, he's not allowed to sublet. So it's no, in any case, he can't make any revach during Pesach in any case. So therefore, Levi, who had Hanah from his apartments, was then from Shimon, but Shimon didn't lose because Shimon could never sublet it because the contract restricted him from subletting. So it's a nether, so the chosa doesn't have to pay, and he gets a free rental for Pesach. That's where we were halting.
What's the other Yeshon then? What's the other Yeshon then?
There's no other Yeshon. But the Shulchanah sometimes doesn't. Now, problem is, more than it doesn't fit with a kasos, there's a kasos says, you know what, in such a scenario, it seems to say, that you do have to pay the owner, the real owner. If you use apartment, even though you were using under false pretenses, thinking it belonged to somebody else, but at the end of the day, you did use it, you do have to pay the real owner. So according to the kasos, it seems to be that Levi would have to pay Shimon, the young American capital who actually rented the apartment. Levi, who used to join Pesach, will have to pay the rent of the apartment. It seems to be that's what the kasos is saying, which is not what we just concluded. But more than that, there's a referis Gomorrah, and the Shulchan Aruch seems to be Sosa himself, because he passes like, what's the Gemara say? Says in Baba Basra, now tell me, once I tell you this Shulchan Aruch, you tell me, have we got a stira or not a stira? What does it say? The Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara, and Baba Basra says like this. Reuven says he's the owner of this house. Okay? Shimon comes along, as they call him Levi to fit the names in. Levi comes along and says, I want to rent the house. Says Reuven, Kazuta hates, go and rent the house. I want you to pay up rent up front for the year. Yes? So he pays up front for the year, not only that, he pays up front, he rent for 3 years. Levi pays up front rent for 3 years and he lives there for 3 years. Comes along Shimon and says that, hey, this is my house. After 3 years, he says that. Shimon says, my house. Reuven says, no, it's my house. It's a machlokus. Is it Reuven's house? Is it Shimon's house? Reuven says, it's my house. I rented it out for years. I bought it from you. Yes, it used to be your house, Shimon, but I bought it from you, and I've used it for 3 years by renting it out to these guys called Levi. And Shimon says, no, it's always mine. It's my house. I never sold it to him. Yeah, it's a machlokus. Reuven says it's his, and he's bought it from Shimon, and he's been using it for the last 3 years. And Shimon says, no, I never sold it to you. Now the halacha is, in such a scenario, if Reuven says it's his, and he's been there already for 3 years, he's got chazaka. And we believe him, even if he hasn't got documents.
There's no other raya.
No other raya.
There's no document, even nobody sells today without a document.
Yeah, what's the concept? There was a document, but we don't expect him to keep hold of the document after 3 years. He said, I had the documents, I bought them, I lost it. After 3 years, we believe you've lost the documents. Yeah? And therefore we leave Reuven with the property. Now, there's one conditional. He has to prove that he's been there for 3 years. Says the Gemara, who proves he'd been there for 3 years? The renter who's renting it for the last 3 years, there were two renters in the house, they can come to Basin and say, we've been renting it from Reuven for the last 3 years, we've got proof that Reuven has used it for 3 years, so Reuven's got a chazaka. Yes, very good. Says the Gemara, no, they are apostle witnesses. Why? They're negeya. They want Reuven to win, even if Reuven's not the real owner. Why? Why they're no care? Because they paid up rent up front to Reuven. And if the Beis Din paskens that it belongs to Shimon, then the halacha would be that these renters will have to pay again to Shimon, because they used his property.
Right, that's not like a social
and so. Therefore, they're no chaos. So therefore, we can't believe that they said we've been there for 3 years and we paid to Reuven for 3 years, because they're no chaos. Because if they're not telling, if we were Paskin against Shimon, they would have to pay again. They don't want to pay again. So, that's in the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. If you look, number two. Ha'atamahani Eidus HaSochin. that, that we say the renters are believed to say they've been in that property for years, for half a roofing. The answer to the lies, Dafka Shasokas of Isadime Yotam, Dafka, if they haven't yet paid. Avu im kva paru astan arishon, but if they already paid their rent to Reuven, any yochan hate, they can't give Vedas now. They shouldn't have given it off because they are no geya. Of course, they're maybe telling a lie. Shakotanas it by Shim Yoto Takas Yoto, because if we base them paskins, it really belongs to Shimon, who they did pay rent to, so you can listen to Skarpamach, they have to pay again to Shimon. Now, tell me, is that.
Wouldn't they get their money
back? Then they have to have old Tintura. They don't have old Tintura to get that. They're Nogea. They prefer to. It's more easier for them to let it leave by Reuven rather than saying it belongs to Shimon. So they're Nogea. Now tell me, is that a steerer to the halach we've learnt?
Not necessarily.
Does anyone see first the connection to the halacha we learnt?
That's a better
question. Is there a connection with our? Can we build from here a connection and therefore we'll go to the next up, maybe a steel?
It's showing that, well, it doesn't say it's not, it doesn't say it's then and ever again. Oh, it was a halacha. So it could be halacha. I think it actually is inherently halacha. Because they're being a tremendous disarm that they're infringing on his right to be able to save my house.
Yeah, but you don't remember the halacha, which we just wrote and said at the beginning. First, let's just explain why the connection is, and then we'll explain what you said.
Okay.
The connection is like this. Reuven has rented out, so to speak, according to Shimon's explanation, Reuven, if Basin Paskin belongs to Shimon, what happens? If it really belongs to Shimon, what happens? Reuven has rented property which doesn't belong to him to Levi. Yes? So Levi has used Shimon's property based on thinking it's Reuven, ends up being Shimon's. Yeah? So really he's Nana, not from Reuven, he's been Nana from Shimon. Okay? So we got already the first part of the connection. He's been Nana from Shimon. Yeah. But Lo Chosu Shimon. Why Lo Chosu Shimon? I know that this apartment is not Omed for Sphirus.
It's fully Omed for Sphirus.
It's
Sphirus.
Not Omed for Sphirus.
Can you explain again the scenario? Can you explain again the scenario? I'm confused.
Okay. The scenario is Reuven rented this apartment house for 3 years.
He was a renter?
No, Reuven rented it out to Levi for 3 years. Yes. Saying he's the owner. Comes on ship and says, no, I'm the owner. It was my property and I can prove it was my property 5 years ago. I can prove it. And I'm still the owner. Reuven says, yes, you were the owner, but I bought it from you and I've been there for 3 years. And now, look, if I've been there for 3 years.
You've been there for 3 years.
Well, I would have been receiving money from that property. It's like me being there for 3 years. And that's halakhically acceptable to say you've been there for 3 years if you're actually seeing using the property as well is called being there for 3 years. So you got a chazaka?
He was renting it out. So the question was, he renting it out or was he renting it out?
Now, how can he prove that he's been there for 3 years? Maybe the rent has only been there for 2 years. So the renters themselves, we've said, would be there for 3 years. Because he had, in order to Reuven to win, he had to be there 3 years, because 2 years is not good enough to win the case. He has to be three. Because Chazok is 3 years, we only believe you lost the star if you've been there for 3 years. 2 years, we don't believe you lost the star. You should have kept the star for 2 years at least. So you've been there for 3 years, you win the case. If you've been there for 2 years, you lose the case. Come along the rents and say, yes, he, Reuven, has been there for 3 years. Says the Gemara, if they already paid money to Reuven, they're apostle witnesses. Why? Because if Shimon wins the case, then they have to pay again. Maybe they've really been there for 2 years. And they're lying to say 3 years. Why do they want to lie? Because if they tuck and say they've been there for 2 years, they have to pay again. And they don't want to pay again. So they're lying, they're apostle witnesses. You can't trust them. The question is, okay, let's say it's his Shimon's. And they've been using Shimon's property for 2 years. So they've been hung up. But why do they have to pay Shimon again? Reuven has, so to speak, rented out Shimon's property according to, let's say, the halacha. And those renters, thinking it was Reuven, end up being Shimon's. But why did they have to pay Shimon? They've been nanat from Shimon, yes, because that's halachic, it'll be passing it belongs to Shimon. But Shimon hasn't been choser, because this property was never omed for rent, according to Shimon. How do I know? How do I know?
It's rented out.
How do I know it's not omed for rent in Shimon's eyes? Because he only turned up after 2 years.
That's the riot, it's not omed for rent?
Yes. He hasn't been renting out for the last 2 years.
I have to rent out your property.
He hasn't been trying to rent it out for the last 2 years.
Some people don't want to rent out their property.
Exactly. So therefore, it's a property which is not meant to be rented. So therefore, me living there hasn't caused you a loss. What? I took rent away from you? It will never go to be rented out.
The original owner, the one who claims is the original owner.
Shimon, yes.
Shimon. What is he...
No.
He's done nothing with it.
He's done nothing with it. He's just coming back and he said, look, this is my property. Out, everyone out. This is
mine. He hasn't been in his house.
Some people don't have to rent it out.
So is this a real story?
This is a Shulchan Aruch and this is the Gemara. No, this is a Shulchan Aruch. A real thing turns the time of the Gemara. Yeah, they had property in America and they come every so often. Yeah.
Someone lived in someone's house for 3 years. There's no lawsuit and they're tearing the property.
No. If it's not meant, because the wear and tear is covered the fact that it's not, it's occupied. I like it to have a bit of wear and tear if it's occupied, because occupied property looks after the property, makes sure that nothing deteriorates too much, makes sure the shaders don't come in, all those type of things.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. No, my parents don't want to rent out their property when they're not here.
But it's the
they
opposite.
Don't want to listen to me.
If the guy thought it was coming to change the shaders, if the guy said this, the property is not supposed to be in use and it has been in use, then he has got wear and tear, he has got lost.
He wasn't meant to be rented out, but he's benefited. Halakhically, he's benefited. On the other hand, the loss that he incurred from the slight wear and tear, he has benefited halakhically.
But he did it for a
what?
But there was a
zero watch.
But that's the Gemara Baba Kamma. Every time you live in somebody's house, there's a slight loss. But it's always considered low cost, sir, if it's not meant for rent, because that slight loss of wear and tear is balanced out from the benefit of having occupancy rather than non-occupancy.
That's what the Gemara
says in Baba Kamma. Okay. So therefore, you look at this scenario, we've got a case of the witnesses being nanat from Shimon, Shimon not losing, so even if they pass it in Shimon, the witnesses shouldn't have to pay. So why are they no geya? Why does the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch pass it? Then they're geya because they would have to pay. They don't have to pay because the Shulchan Aruch number one says that if the property is not meant for rent, then you don't have to pay even if it finds out that you use his property. Why are they no geya? They're not possible witnesses. They're not going to lose by Shimon winning the case. They don't have to pay Shimon.
They would have to prove they didn't know the house belonged to Shimon.
Even if they knew the house belonged to Shimon, they still don't have to pay Shimon. Because they're nanat from Shimon, and Shimon's not losing because it's a house which is not meant for rent.
The Shulchan Aruch is only talking about where he made a mistake. Where you didn't make a mistake, you have the consultant says
no. Shulchan Aruch was saying, even if you were quite willing to pay rent, when there's no mistake.
Right, but it's only because
it's
you made a toss.
No, forget.
That's
the opposite.
What it says.
Even when you make a toss.
It says keep
even when you make a toss. Even when you were willing to pay rent, you still don't have to pay rent. That's the Kiddush. Cause again, where you went in Lachachil not to pay rent, you don't have to pay rent.
The whole Shulchan Aruch is saying it's because...
Yeah, but you're not listening. You're not listening. The whole Shulchan Aruch is telling me that... You go in willing to pay rent, thinking you're paying rent, end up being that it's not the owner, you still don't have to pay rent to the real owner, even though you were willing to at the beginning.
Because
so, Kol if you go, Kol Shekain, if you go in, Lachachila knowing that this guy doesn't know I'm here, and I don't want him to know, and I don't want to pay rent, so of course you don't have to pay rent, because the concept is, then I've been having benefit from him, but he hasn't lost from my benefits.
Well, that's the Shulchan Aruch is talking about where he was sovereign somebody else.
Yeah, but I tell you,
the other case is the Ketzos. The Ketzos is where you know his owner. It's also part of the process of Chavero. Nothing to do with Ben Eliezer.
What?
What do Squatting is legal and free.
Squatting is legal and free. Of course, not necessarily legal. Legal means it's lachachila permitted. It's the law to do it, but it's not legal, but it's free. Let's put it that way. Not legal, but end up being free.
Just like O.J. Simpson.
That's a big recommendation.
Okay. So everyone understands the connection, and the theory. At one point they say, you rent a property thinking that you're renting for the owner, ends up being it wasn't the owner, you don't have to pay even the real owner. Because the real owner was never intending to get rent, so you don't have to pay him. And the other case, it says, the similar case, you rent from the real people, end up being the other person, then you would have to pay. An outright steal, not only a slight connection. Is mummish the same case? Thinking you're renting from the real owner, ends up being you're not renting from the real owner, and do you pay the real owner or not? The first Shulchanov says yes, you don't have to pay, and the second Shulchanov says you do have to pay.
Maybe the second case, it's same halacha, but we're worried that the Edom would think incorrectly that they would have to pay. So meaning, really they would have to pay, but since they don't know the halacha, worried they would think it. Oh, is that a bad response?
Sorichen litten schai, it says. I was just reading, I wasn't nodding my head. Okay. Does anyone see a way out of it? Conflict?
I think that this case is then.
Well, out your terrorists, because I already answered why your terrorists are not terrorists.
Why is it not a terrorist?
Because the Shulchan may be talking about a case where he didn't make a mistake. He made a mistake.
No, not that point.
Okay.
My original point.
What's your original point?
Zenen and Zechoser, because by living in it, they're putting him in great danger of losing his title.
Okay. Good point.
The person they're paying the rent to.
Yes.
What is this person? Who is he? What is he? What is his status? What has he done?
In which case?
In the second case.
In the first Shulchanor case, he's done a guy off the street trying to make money on somebody else's property.
Just a conman.
A conman. In the second case, he claims he's the owner. And we may pass it against him in the end. But he may be.
You're saying if it's 3 years, you believe him, and if it's 2 years, you don't believe him.
Yes.
Well, that's all. It's nothing to do with a flat per se other than his claim to it.
He's got a claim, and he's there, and we want to know whether we can kick him out. If he's got a good, it says, I bought it, and I had a contract, which I lost it after 3 years. So, if you've got proof that you're stuck in there for 3 years, we say, it's quite strange, the real owner didn't say anything in 3 years. But therefore, he owns it, that's it. Okay.
In this case, anything to do with the payment?
Anything to do with a house with the
payment?
No.
Is it getting warmer?
I tell you a clue. It's got something to do with Sfora. Yeah? Which means it's got something to do with the whole concept of Zenana with Zelokos. If it's then and there's a low cost, you're potter for pay. If it's then and there's a cost, you're chav to pay. The Torah in both cases seem to be exactly the same, so we can't differentiate. No, but there's a slight difference, which will be enough to differentiate that one case is called kosa, one case is not called kosa.
Well, the fake tenant, sorry, fake owner, who might be the real owner, he's definitely chaser if he's the real owner. But if it turns out that Reuven is really the rightful owner, then he is chaser.
Yeah, they're willing to pay Reuven. They actually paid Reuven. It doesn't matter.
Someone saying maybe would be the owner, and they were worried that.
So this one was the original owner.
Right, Reuven's the new owner.
Right. Well,
maybe the new owner. You have Zed Nenevizeh Chaser by Reuven.
So, I'm going to say like this.
I could argue both ways.
Why is apartment, we say, defined as something which is not omed for schiras? How do we define an apartment not omed to be rented out? The fact that he didn't, yeah? That's one definition, yeah? How did we want to extend that into our actual case in Basin which happened from the case, the Pesach rental? How do we want to explain?
You have a right. You have a right to rent it. Yeah.
Arising, right,
would he like to rent it out?
Maybe.
The renter, the American couple renter who went away for Pesach. Would they like to sublet it out for Pesach?
Maybe. We don't know.
We don't know.
For sure, they
would. We do know.
For sure, they would. Yeah. Can they rent it out?
No.
No, why? Because of the
contract.
Is that the same as a palm which doesn't get rented out?
No.
Is that the same category as like a palm which doesn't get rented out?
Not the same.
Not the same. So therefore, if the palm is something which is supposed to be rented out and wanted to be rented out, then that's called its omed for schiras. Just because there's a contract out there that says you can't do it unless you ask me permission, doesn't mean it now turns into an apartment which is not omed for schiras. It just means it's harder to rent out. That's all it means. It's still a rentable apartment, but it's harder to rent out because I need to get haskama from the other party and we have to come together. Like shukfim, yes? Anyone who owns property as partnership, yes? One partner can't rent it out without the permission of the other partner. But does that mean that the property is not owned for schiras? Because now there's two opinions which you need over here to get it going? No. Just because there's more people who have to decide on the decision of who and how doesn't mean it's suddenly the apartment is not open for schiras. The apartment is open for schiras. You just need two people to agree on it. But if the apartment is physically not rented out because the person doesn't rent this apartment out, he's not interested in renting out, that's called an apartment which is not open for schiras.
And therefore what?
And therefore.
Therefore you're going to come to the opposite conclusion of Shulchan Aruch, completely.
No. And therefore, if it's a case where the apartment is not omed for schiras, which was the first case, the Shulchan Aruch says clearly in the first case, it's that type of apartment where the real owner doesn't rent it out, even if he can, he still doesn't rent it out, then even if somebody uses it, doesn't have to pay. But if in the second case is an apartment which if the owner is happy to rent it out, he's
which
just not around.
Case? Which second case?
The case of the Aiden, in that case. In that case.
The owner is not happy to rent it out.
He's happy to rent it out. He just wasn't around for 3 years. He was in Timbuktu for 3 years. It's not that he wasn't, the apartment wasn't open skills. Apartment open skills is he's there, he lives in the vicinity and he still doesn't rent it out because he's not interested in renting it out, that makes the apartment not open to us. But if he just doesn't happen to be there in town, that doesn't mean it's not an apartment which is not open to us. If he was here, maybe he would rent it out. He would rent it out if he was here. Everyone wants to make money on the thing. We have to prove that it's an apartment which is not open to us. The only way we can prove it's an apartment which is not open to us, if he lives in the vicinity and he still doesn't rent it out, then that means it's an apartment which he's not interested in getting rent from. If somebody uses that, then he doesn't have to pay. But any other scenario is called an apartment which is omed for schiras, and therefore if you use it, you're nana, and therefore you have to pay because you are chosa him that possibility of getting that schiras. So therefore, coming back to our case, in Basin, let me remind you, everyone, the case of the Basin. Reuben owns the property. He rented out to Shimon, the young American couple. They went away for Pesach. While they went away for Pesach, Reuben naughtily rented it out to Levi, pretending it's his. He got wrong the dates of when Shimon would come back. Shimon came back a day earlier than was expected, and as Shimon was walking off the tender, he saw Levi leaving the pond which he rented. Shimon therefore took now Levi to Basin and said, "You used my pond, why I rented?" Yeah. said, no, Zenel is a Chosa. I don't have to pay you because it says in the rent you can't rent it out in any case. The answer is that doesn't make the apartment not omit for Sriris. Just because the contract says you need the permission of the owner. Really is a palm which is omit for Sriris. And therefore, those people who used it during Pesach would have to pay to the renter that month. Because they're from the renter, and the renter lost because it's apartments which is omit Sriris which they would like to rent out. And they could get out of renting it if they had to make a deal with the owner.
If you don't know if the apartment is omit for skills or not, what do you assume?
You assume that it's omit for skills.
You assume that it is omit for skills.
Okay, so that was the psak halacha that they have to give the money to the renter. Okay.
Which is what the Psos says. That's what the Psos says.
Which is what the Psos says at the end of the day. You have to give the money.
That lazy has to give the money to
that the user of the apartment gets his money back from the owner, and that money now goes to the renter. Okay? Now let me go on to another case, Kenzer Pistol. We have Reuven, who lives in Yerushalayim. Shimon lives in Bnei Brak. Summer holidays come, and they want to switch theories. So the contract of rent is that you, Shimon, can rent out my apartment in Yerushalayim, and I, Reuven, who live in Yerushalayim, will now rent out your apartment as Tashlum in Bnei Brak. Yeah. Instead of paying money, we're paying each other, we're renting the other person's apartment. That's the contract. For a week, Reuven goes to Bnei Brak, and Shimon goes to Yerushalayim. After 2 days of Reuven being in Bnei Brak, in the summer, Reuven says, I've never been to Bnei Brak in my life during the summer. And I now know why. I can't bear it. So he phones up Shimon, who's now in Yerushalayim, enjoying nice Yerushalayim weather, and tells Shimon Yerushalayim. He says, "You know what? I'm just leaving. I'm leaving after 2 days. I just can't stand it. But I don't mind. You could stay in my apartment for a week. That was the deal. We made a deal. I'm just leaving. Yeah, I'll leave the keys." Yenin, your friend, and so I'm leaving. And therefore Reuven moved away from Bnei Brak for more comfortable climate.
Why is he telling him?
Because he needs to tell him that, give him the keys back. He doesn't know where to put the keys. Put the keys first.
So he's giving up his, to use them as a shomer sofer.
Yeah, he's giving up. He says leaving and putting the keys back.
Okay.
Shimon in Yerushalayim now has a rayon, a good idea. Reuven's left. He's been there for 2 days. He's left. It's empty. Why not make money on it? And therefore, he found quite easily another replacement to go into for the rest of that week. Levi came in and used that apartment. Of course, this Reuven and Shimon found out the whole story, and now we're in Basin. Now you can imagine what the claim over here is. Yeah?
Are you in Basin in Yerushalayim or Bnei Brak?
I'm connected to both, so you know.
You are. Okay.
So you can imagine what the claim is here. Reuven, who left, who owns the apartment in Yerushalayim, who rented out his apartment in Yerushalayim in exchange for the rent of Bnei Brak. So now he owns those 7 days in Bnei Brak, Reuven. He went out after 2 days, yes, and then came along Shimon and used his rental, Reuven's rental, the last 5 days of rental, and used it for Levi. And he made money. That money which Levi paid to Shimon, says Reuven, should be mine because I rented it for 7 days.
So he relinquished the rental when he called up and said, I'm leaving and I'm giving
the
keys
to the
number.
He was mochel.
Not mochel. He gave up his chiyuvim, he gave up his rights too. He's not a sucker anymore.
Before we come with terutzim, firstly, let's build the picture. Is it the same as the previous case? On the surface, it looks like the same as the previous case, yeah? We have somebody, a renter. Reuven's the renter of B'nai Brak for 7 days. He disappears after 2 days. The other 5 days get subletted, not by Reuven, but by Shimon. Reuven really has those rights, and Shimon is subletting them to Levi. So Levi's now using Reuven's rights and paying the wrong person.
Well, that was Ein Rama Yitzchiras law, because his body wasn't intended.
So, if we based on the Zach picture, we should say, who should Levi pay that money of 5 days to? We should pay to Reuven, because it's Reuven's rental. Just like the Pesach, the Retzer got the money.
But it's Ein Rama Yitzchiras.
But what's the difference?
Because he's only renting with
him. Also, in the Pesach renter,
he gave it up. He said, I don't want anything to do with it anymore.
In the Pesach rental, he would if he could.
Pesach is coming back. It's his house. This guy says, I'm finished. You got to come out of here.
That's what I said.
He's returning a rental car with half a tank of gas. He's just siphoning it out. No, he's giving it up. He's going to climb the gas. Nobody does that, right? No. I'm saying he's a machine.
So you drive around in circles?
But the guy he's renting for 7 days, any Havamina renting it out again, the guy who pays off, if he could rent it out, he would. The guy from Yerushalayim is not going to look for a renter to make money for the last 4 days. It's not going to happen. He's on vacation, eh?
Okay. So you're saying all good chilukim.
What did Shimon do in those 5 days?
Shimon was in Yerushalayim enjoying the apartment.
He
went to Bat Yam. To
a hotel.
Hatzalia. What are you doing? He definitely went to a place where he spent money. Yes. Where exactly and how much? I can't remember the pratim.
Video came back.
Now, you're saying good to look him, but Mike, what I'm about to say destroys all that chilukim.
Oh.
Why? Because what's the Sos case where he says the renter does get the money? Sos case was, if you remember,
no double rent.
Was he rented the Shimon? Let's get the names right. Reuven rented an apartment for a year from Shimon. After 6 months, Reuven moved out because his apartment in Ramat Shemesh Gimel is ready. Yeah. Now there's still 6 months left of his contract, but he said goodbye. Gave the keys back, said goodbye.
Well, I didn't say there he gave the keys back and said goodbye.
Yeah, he gave the keys back, so I'm coming back. He's ready to move to Ramat Shemesh Gimel.
Giving the keys back is a big issue here.
No, he gave the keys back. He gave
the guys should get the money here.
And we said the owner then subletted it for the last 6 months. The halacha says close. Who's entitled to that money? The renter! Even though he's left and he has no intention of coming back, because the reason why he's left, he's found another place to live.
Finally makes sense.
He went and disappeared. And he still gets his money back, even though he's disappeared and no intention of coming back. That's the close. So therefore that's the same as us case. Yeah, he left after 2 days, Reuven, and he has no intention of coming back, but he had rights for 7 days. Those rights still belong to him, so he should get the rent from those other things.
Yeah.
Okay? So let's see in the sequence, number 3. Hayot Salonim, I'm telling you a cloud. The Mamakim Shlo, Hosofa Yochel Ahaska Hakem, Kugon Bedoimo. Hatsiyos shemakabu amaskim akeim who shall amaskim. Afilo no nos lamos given to ena socha shaitis begabe. Says the Nesivus. Hear me. Listen to this. Okay. Hear me, Junior. The Nesivus says something which is startling. And something which is the opposite of how you've learned for the last 3 weeks. He says that if the owner sublets a house which has already been rented out and the renter's left, then that rent which comes in now goes to the owner, not to the renter. The opposite of the Kassos. There's that game case of the Kassos, and the Sefer says, I am talking about the Kassos case, I'm coming to argue, and the Kassos says goes to the renter, I said goes to the owner. Oh, he rents it out.
Yeah, but he's
Chosser now. Nothing to I own the property. I rented out my property to somebody. He has to pay because of the agreement, says the Nesivus. The owner of a rental apartment is not the renter. The owner of a rental apartment is the owner, says the Nesivus.
What does it mean to go on the door?
That's an example where he can't stop it. I'll tell you afterwards what that is. So now we have an outright machlokas between the Nesivus and the Kassos. Who is the owner of the apartment which is rented? Is it the renter or the owner? Says the Kassos, it's the renter. Says the Nesivus, it's the owner. The nafka minna. When there's sublet, who gets that money?
And so that's our other Pesach case also.
Ah. So, based on that... In all cases, he makes a klal. All cases. So based on that, the base that basket in this case, that Reuven, the renter, when he left, and now Shimon, the owner of the apartment, they brought rented out the lady. Who gets that money based on that? Could you deceive us?
Sure.
The owner, Shimon, or the Reuven, the renter? According to the Nesivus, who gets it?
Sure. Shimon, the owner.
The owner, Shimon. And according to the Kassos, who should get it?
Reuven.
Reuven. Who's holding the money? Who's actually got Levi's money in
Shimon.
His pocket?
Shimon.
Is it the owner or the renter?
The
Shimon or Reuven?
Shimon.
The owner.
The owner or the renter's got the money of Levi in his pocket?
The owner.
The owner. So therefore, since it's a machlokas between the Nesivus and the Kassos, who's entitled to sublet it? According to the Nesivus, it's the owner. According to the Kassos, it's the renter. Therefore, whoever's holding the money, Hamotzim HaKabarulai, can keep the money. And since the owner's holding the money, he can keep the money. So therefore, the halacha was, is that in that case, the Beis and Paskins, that Shimon, the owner, doesn't have to give over that money he received to, from Levi back to Reuven. Reuven left and doesn't get that money from Levi at all.
But in the Pesach case, the owner was also had the money.
Yeah.
Levi didn't pay.
Levi didn't pay, then there's a difference. There's a different halacha for them.
But the Pesach case, he also paid.
What?
In the Pesach case,
so now you're asking me a very difficult question. We just paskins, based on just paskins, in the Pesach case, who gets the money? The rent or the owner? Yeah, the Kassos, the renter. And here, the paskin is paskining. The Nesivus, like the Nesivus, that the owner gets the money. In both cases, who actually is holding the money? The physical money, who's actually holding it? The owner. So, therefore, what's going on? If you're telling me it's a machlokas, and you have to always keep the money where it's actually sitting, and even in the Pesach case, the money is sitting by the owner, it should stay by the owner. Why did the Beiskin, Paskin, it goes to the renter?
Did you have a right to hold the money?
I'm based on the Nesivus, I've got the right. That's why it always happens, machlokas, I can keep it, because based on one opinion which says I'm right, I can keep it.
How did the renter pay the owner for his rent? How did the renter pay the owner for his rent?
Cash.
He's paid or is he paid for
it? Yes, ready paid.
Oh wait, but you... Oh wait.
So I tell you the answer. The answer is based on... not on what you see on the paper. Yeah? So no cheating allowed. It's based on logic. What's the difference in the two cases?
In one case, we're fairish.
The Pesach case and the summer case. We call that the two cases. The Pesach case and the summer case. Summer case goes to the owner. Pesach case goes to the renter. What's the difference? in between the two that we passed him like that.
The summer case, the guy's living there, and the other case is not living there. He's entitled. This is. No, in the patient case. In the patient case, the guy's living there, he's home. In the other case, he's not his home.
Yes. In the Pesach case, we're trying to say, for some reason, the Pesach case, even if you hold like the receivers, it will still go to the renter. Why is that?
Because in the Pesach case, the renter would have wanted.
No, the Pesach case, yes?
In the Pesach case, the renter would have wanted to rent it out. He's only not allowed to because of the clause in the contract. My same case, in this weak case, he just wants to go to a spot somewhere cold. He has no interest in going to find a tenant now and dealing with for a 5-day rent.
Fine, but what's the receiver say? Who is the owner of use of the apartment even once you've rented it? The owner! So well, who cares what the renter wants to do? Who's the actual owner of the rights of use? Says the receiver, the owner. So therefore, why is Pesach different? Yes, the guy's living there. So you're very good. That is the chilek. But why? Why does that mean? What does it mean he's living there? What does it mean he's living there? Come on, Eric. You said it last week. How is it his house?
His stuff is there.
His stuff is there. His stuff is there. Even when he's in Chutz La'aretz, he's still got stuff there. He's still there. Is the somebody who rents out an apartment to somebody, is he allowed to sublet it to somebody else, even when somebody's there? Reuven rents his apartment to Shimon, and then 2 weeks later he says, okay, maybe move in as well. Can he do that? Does Shimon still have to pay if Reuven moves Levi in as well?
I'm not.
Definitely not. No harm in that. No deceivers in the world would say that if you rent out to Shimon, you can now put somebody else also in after 2 weeks to live with him. That's part of our sort of rental contract that I'm renting for my sole rights of use. If I'm not using it, fine. But if I'm still there, you can't bring somebody else in. So therefore, in the case of Pesach, even when he's in Chutz La'aretz, he's still there. You can't bring anybody else in. I'm still there. You're breaking the contract by bringing somebody else in to live with me. Whereas in the case of Bnei Barak, he's taken left. There's nothing of him there anymore. So therefore, even in the case of Pesach, the Nesivus agrees that the money which is paid has to go now to the renter because you're breaking the contract by bringing somebody else there. Because he's still there, even if he's a contract, but he's still there. Of course you have to pay.
You're breaking the contract regardless of whether he's still there or not. The contract says you can't put anybody else in here.
No, it says the renter can't put somebody else. It doesn't say the owner can't put somebody else. Yes. It doesn't say the owner can't put somebody else.
That's implied that when you rent
out space,
you can't give it to someone else.
No, that's not implied.
When I rent an apartment, I can choose to leave it empty. You don't have the right to put somebody else in there.
No, because that's the whole receivers.
No, that's the whole receivers.
Unless you write it in the contract, the right to sublet it is the owner.
If that's true, then it's not nogea today because the minhag has completely changed. It's an implied right that when you...
If the minhag completely changed, why in some contracts does it write specifically that the owner can't sublet it either when it's empty, and why do some contracts say it doesn't write that clause?
I've never seen a contract.
Yes, I have. Well, you haven't been to Boston. I have seen many contracts.
If the owner can't sublet it while I'm renting it?
Yes, right. Even when I'm not using it. A clause like that comes
in. Maybe because they're related to this halakha. But in normal contracts, it doesn't, because it's implied. People don't...
It doesn't make any sense.
So therefore, in halakha, Pesach, in halacha and Pesach, the money goes to the renter. But in the case of the summer, then it's a machlokas between the ksos and the sivas, and the money stays where it is. Here's homework for next week. Something to think about.
What happened in the case?
I can say the homework and then we'll talk about what happened in the case. Okay? Okay? Imagine you're still in university.
Yes.
Don't interrupt the professor when he's making his final statement.
I can't help you with
that. Right? Okay. You made it big time elsewhere. Okay. Now, think about this. If we're saying that really it's also for anyone to sublet it halakhically, the rental or the owner, because you enter into this machlokas, and even if you don't enter this machlokas, you have to deal with it. Yeah. So here's an obvious question. Can you have guests? You rent out some apartments. Can you ask guests to come and stay for you for Shabbos without asking permission from the owner of the house? No.
What is the situation again?
You rented out an apartment.
You're renting an apartment.
And now you want to have your family, shmokha, or friends come for Shabbos and stay by you. Can you do that without asking permission from the owner? Because it says in the clause, no, they have to sublet it to bring people in.
If it's normal guests, if it's... If it's normal, then yes, because that's how that's there. It's okay. Rented out.
Okay, so let's say the same story. Somebody who's in a hotel, rented a, so to speak, a room in the hotel. Can he, for 2 beds, can he get, you know, my 2 children are here in the vicinity for summer camp, to come and sleep in the bedroom overnight and have breakfast afterwards in the morning? I'll pay for the breakfast. And they can sleep there on the floor as well.
Depends.
Can he also do that?
The terms are very
specific. But scenario. Somebody who's rented the apartments out and now he has to sell his chometz. In the halacha of selling chometz, he has to sell chometz and also rent out the places in his apartment where the chometz is to the goy. But it says in his contract he's not allowed to sublet it. So how can he sell his chometz?
So I use that.
Three cases to think about. Next one.
Yeah.